1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you." Today, as we begin our time of prayer, place your palms face down and cast your cares on God. When you're ready, turn your palms upward and receive God's care for you. As you listen to this first reading of the scripture text, ask for the Holy Spirit to bring it to life for you, as if you're hearing it for the very first time. Don't try to analyze or interpret it. Just receive. Our scripture reading today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 20 to 25. Listen to God's word. Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life." As you listen to the scripture text a second time, is there a word or phrase that comes into bold print for you? Something that speaks more loudly than the rest? Don't worry about figuring out the reasons why. Just be open to receiving whatever emerges for you. Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies. It remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If a word or phrase has caught your attention, begin to chew on it. How does this word or phrase connect with your life or longings? What does this word or phrase stir in you as you ponder it? Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life." Offer to God whatever you're noticing as you ponder a word or phrase from the text. How has the Spirit brought this scripture to life for you? How are you being called to respond? Thank you. Now, among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life." Rest now in the presence of the one who knows you and loves you. Use the language of silence for this time of communion. In the trustworthy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. Amen.